because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. That's what I'm talking about. Lamentations chapter 3, verses 22 and 23. Fred, how you doing? Good to have you. It's Sunday worship right here on Great News Radio. I am your host, Joey Kroll. Got my cup of coffee to my right, God's word to my left, and I'm fellowshipping with you. So I think it's going to be a great day today. Hey, if you're not too familiar with Sunday worship, we prepare our hearts and minds on him. Yeah, we focus on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. And tell you what, today's no different. Here's Brandon Heath, and it is well, right here on this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
When peace, like a river, attendeth my way. When sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my life, you taught me to say, it is well, it is well with my soul. My sin, oh, the bliss of this glorious thought. My sin, not in part, but the whole, is nailed to the cross, and I bear it no more. Praise the Lord, praise the
Hey, happy Sunday. So good to fellowship with you, Joey Kroll. Spending some time with you today. And according to Wikipedia's, listen to this, list of best-selling books, Charles Dickinson's A Tale of Two Cities tops that list. In fact, I don't think I ever read that book. Followed by The Lord of the Rings, never read that one either, The Little Prince, never heard of that, and then The Hobbit. Each of them selling millions and millions and millions of copies each. But friend, none of those compare with the circulation or even the impact of the Bible, which is by far the most widely distributed book on earth and in history. Friend, if you're facing a crisis, how much strength will you find in A Tale of Two Cities? If you need spiritual encouragement, do you turn to The Lord of the Rings? Now, these may be enjoyable, but they can't bring salvation to our hearts, life to our souls, strength to our spirits, and so on and so forth. So I encourage you today on this Sunday, welcome, read, and obey the Bible each and every day.
Come before you, Lord, to sing your praise. You are our everything, the Ancient of Days. Take joy in what you hear as we lift up your name. We come to glorify your name. We come to glorify. We come to glorify, glorify, glorify your name. We come before you, Lord, to sing your praise. You are our everything, the Ancient of Days. Take joy in what you hear as we lift up your name. We come to glorify your name. We come to glorify.
You're listening to Sunday Worship.
Lord, you seem so far away, a million miles or more, it feels today. Though haven't lost my faith. I must confess right now that it's hard for me to pray. But I don't know what to say, and I don't know where to start. But as you give the grace, with all that's in my heart, I will sing this day. I will pray. Even in my darkest hour, through the sorrow and the pain, I will sing. I will pray. Lift my hands to honor you, because your word is true. I will sing. Lord, it's hard for me to see all the thoughts and plans you have for me. But I will put my trust in you, knowing that you died to set me free. But I don't know what to say. But as you give the grace, with all that's in my heart, I will sing. I will pray. Even in my darkest hour, through the sorrow and the pain, I will sing. Yes, I will. Because your word is true, I will sing. I will pray. Even in my darkest hour, through the sorrow and the pain, I will sing. I will pray. Lift my hands to honor you, because your word is true. I will sing. I will sing. I will sing.
Isn't this a beautiful song? Don Moen, and I Will Sing. Thanks so much for listening to Sunday Worship today. I'm your host, Joey Kroll. How is your weekend? Having a good weekend here thus far? Yeah, in fact, yesterday, our kids were out with family for most of the day yesterday, so it was just me and my wife, and last night before bed, I told my wife, I said, Aubrey, I think we just need to full-time get rid of our kids. That was was a great day today, and that's where she hit me on my shoulder and said no. So, anyways, no, it was a good weekend, and I pray the same is for you and yours as well. Hey, the words of Jesus here from John 14:15. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commands. You know, I love what David Platt said one time. He says, do you believe that Jesus is worth leaving everything for? Do you believe him enough to obey him and to follow him wherever he leads, even when the crowds in our culture, maybe even our churches, turn the other way? A thought to chew on today. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commands.
We have had enough of getting everything we want. We are weary of living this life just for us. Oh, forgive us of seeking your hand and not your face. Come and empty us, Father, we're desperate in this place. Holy Spirit, fill us with your fire. Give us your desires. Hold us close to you. Holy Spirit, give us
us revelation, a healing visitation. Nothing else will do. We want more and more and more and more of you.
You have given us so much more than we deserve. You deliver us by the power of your word. So God, we lift you up, giving you the honor that is yours. I thank you for your love, Father, this is what with your fire, give us your desires, hold us close to you.
Holy Spirit, give us revelation, a healing visitation. Nothing else will do. Holy Spirit, fill us with your
worldly wisdom says we don't need to acknowledge God. Is there a barrier in your life keeping you from listening, obeying, and enjoying God? If so, let's talk. Call 888-NEED-HIM. 888-NEED-HIM.
Mercies.
Thank you so much for listening to today's edition of Sunday Worship right here on, this final Sunday of the month of May. I know June starts on Wednesday. Time is flying by way, way too quickly. It's Joey Kroll with you. Hey, if you got some time today, be sure to like us on Facebook. Just look up Sunday Worship Radio on Facebook. I'd love to connect with you there. In fact, coming up this summer, we got some contests coming up as well. So, be sure to like us on Facebook, Sunday Worship Radio. Psalm 30, verses 11 and 12 says, "You turned my wailing into dancing. You removed my sackcloth and clothed me with joy, that my heart may sing your praises and may not be silent. Lord my God, I will praise you forever." Friend, this is one of my favorite promises in God's word, that God turns our mourning, our wailing, into dancing. Isn't that great? He takes away the anguish of being clothed in sadness and replaces it with gladness. However, notice what God doesn't do, simply stop your mourning or make it go away and disappear. No, he transforms it into joy. He turns your sorrow into gladness. He takes your failure and creates success. That's a pretty cool God. I don't know about you. So friend, I encourage you today, let's take some time to dwell on this promise today. Seriously, our sorrows, disappointments, tragedies, failures, they're all real stuff. But they are also raw material for a divine transformation that our Lord will accomplish in his time for his glory, and we will dance.
When you've said all there is to say, when you've prayed as long as you can pray, when you're broken, battered, and bruised, and you don't know what else to do, hold on to Jesus. Hold on to Jesus. When the storms of life are crashing wild and waves prevail, hold on to Jesus. that's been left in the cold. For every painful story never been told. For every washed up, jaded, hurt and frustrated person at the end of their
And I pray this song ministered to you today. That's a group called Austin's Bridge and Hold On to Jesus. Thanks so much for listening to a Sunday worship today. It's Joey Kroll with you. Just want to quickly remind you, coming up, I think, what is it, about a couple of weeks away, Ivan Parker coming back to the area on Saturday night, June the 11th at 7 p.m., First Baptist Church of Champaign in Savoy, along with the Singing Men of GNN, $10 for open general seating when you pre-register at our website, or it's $15 at the door, or you can take advantage of the $25 Artist Circle reserve seating and meet and greet with Ivan Parker as well. Again, it's all happening Saturday night, June the 11th at 7 p.m., First Baptist Church of Champaign in Savoy. More details and to register at our website, greatnewsradio.org. It's going to be a great night of fellowship and worship for sure. But don't forget, coming up tomorrow, Mark Burns in the studio. Help you get through your Monday for the Monday edition of Mark and Friends, 7:32 a.m. tomorrow morning, Central Time. Until next time, friend, as we prepare for a brand new week, just remember that you are salt and you are light and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.